You're with the news at one, and we're going to start this lunchtime with news that a teenager has admitted removing a murder weapon from a Dublin restaurant where a 48-year-old Jason Hennessy Sr. was shot and fatally injured during a gangland attack last Christmas Eve. The 18-year-old Juarez Cumbu from Blanchardstown picked up a submachine gun after it had been knocked from the hands of the gunman, Tristan Sherry. Sherry was subsequently killed at the scene. For more on this, we're joined by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, CCTV footage was played in court as part of the prosecution. What did it show?
That's correct, Carl, from a number of cameras outside and inside the restaurant. And the footage shows the gunman, Tristan Sherry, who is wearing a black baseball cap on his head, and another armed man arriving at the restaurant. Sherry was carrying a firearm. They headed towards a group of people who were there for a Christmas meal, and that included Jason Hennessy Sr. and Juarez Cumbu. Now, Hennessy can be seen in the footage holding a very young child in his arms when Sherry arrives and starts firing at him. We also see chaotic scenes, people picking up very young children and running away. We see that Jason Hennessy Sr. manages to put down the child that he is holding, and he tackles the gunman, Tristan Sherry. Both can be seen fall to the ground, and then Sherry loses control of the submachine gun that he was carrying. That has fallen on the floor beside him. The gun is picked up by another man who puts it onto one of the tables in the restaurant, where it is then picked up by Juarez Cumbu, who walks out the door with it. We see a group of people also carry Jason Hennessy Sr., who was fatally injured in the attack and later died in hospital. Tristan Sherry, the gunman, died at the scene. The Gardaí immediately began an investigation into Christmas Eve and early Christmas morning. They got search warrants in the courts. They searched the 18-year-old's home in the early hours of Christmas morning and again in January. But Juarez Cumbu wasn't there on either occasion, and we heard the murder weapon has never been found. We also heard that Juarez Cumbu handed himself into Blanchardstown Garda Station. He was arrested and questioned three interviews, but he made no comment throughout those interviews. He was subsequently charged with firearms offences. He pleaded guilty. We were told that the DPP views the case in the medium range, which means he's facing a sentence, we're told, of between 7 and 10 years for the gun offences.
And Paul, what did the defence have to say today?
Well, his defence counsel, Gareth Baker, told the court that Juarez Cumbu was born and grew up in Blanchardstown, but that his family is originally from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He dropped out of school in fifth year. He has no previous convictions. He submitted also that even though Juarez Cumbu was committing an offence at the restaurant that evening, the 18-year-old was probably terrified at the time, like everyone else in the restaurant. It could be argued, he said, there was some merit in removing the weapon from the chaotic scene. But of course, the defence counsel said that what should have happened is that Juarez Cumbu should have walked into a Garda station and handed that weapon over. But the weapon, he said, is no longer under his control. We also heard that Cumbu, who's 18 years of age, also handed in a letter to the court in which he apologised to the court for, quote, stupid mistakes made out of fear for his life after seeing somebody getting shot in front of him. He said the experience was very scary and terrifying, and he didn't want to waste the court time, so he put in an early plea of guilty. He said he knows he's going to jail, but hopefully for not too long. Now, Juarez Cumbu was remanded in custody. The three judges presiding over the cases, Mr. Justice Carita Naidu, they've remanded him to appear again until December the 2nd. December the 2nd, should I say.
Thank you for that, Paul. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, reporting for us there.